This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 6th Avenue is closed in central Denver. Police say about 100 drivers were involved in a crash between Kalamath Street and Federal Boulevard on the highway. Some people were transported to the hospital. Cars involved in the crash that are inoperable are being towed to a parking lot at Empower Field at Mile High. Denver police say they are working to clear a path to allow traffic to continue to flow again. But there is not currently a timetable for the road to reopen. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose above 200 for the first time since late August. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
They're up 35 from the last week and have gone up every week for the last month. The test positivity rate is up to nearly 10%, doubling over the last 3 weeks. That figure doesn't include most home rapid tests. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease expert at UC Health. She says the increases come as other respiratory bugs like flu and RSV are spreading widely.
So respiratory viral season has begun, and it's begun with a vengeance.
She says it's uncertain whether this winter will rival the COVID waves of the last 2 years that sent more than 1,500 COVID-19 patients to the hospital. She says it'll depend on the severity of dominant variants. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Three former police officers and two paramedics from Aurora charged in the death of Elijah McClain are expected to enter pleas today in an Adams County courtroom. The five defendants face felony charges, including criminally negligent homicide, for their alleged roles in McClain's death. The 23-year-old died a few days after officers forcibly restrained him during his arrest in 2019, and paramedics gave him a large dose of ketamine. This is CPR News and KRCC.